It's a hobo-sode, the secret prank call show.
You only get to hear this cause you're a crazy hobo.
Take a load off and have a drink. You'll probably love these pranks, I think.
1, 2, 3.
It's a hobo-sode, the secret prank call show.
Now your stupid host Brad will take it from here. Bum.
Hey everybody, guess what we're doing today on today's hobo-sode? We're gonna call up those Tradio things. Because we hardly ever do that anymore, right? Everyone's been really itching to hear some more Tradio calls, so here we go. Oh, and thank you, Kurt M., for being the sponsor of today's show. I love you.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about your happy birthday to Lynn Lassiter.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I'm sorry.
Why?
Well, I don't know. That radio station, that costs a lot of money to run. And, I don't know. That's not making them any money.
Well, everybody calls somebody.
I know, but I'm just saying, I hope Lynn Lassiter's birthday was mediocre.
Why?
Instead of happy. I don't want it to be a sad birthday. I hope she had a mediocre birthday.
His wife died 3 weeks before Christmas. You still hope he has a mediocre birthday?
Yes. I
hope you do too.
My birthday's not till November.
Well.
I hope you had a good birthday.
I haven't had it yet.
Okay. I hope it is good. I hope it's not mediocre.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was pretty terrible. You guys, Lynn's wife died 3 weeks before Christmas. I think that's what she said. Why she gotta make it so depressing? Anyway, I'm looking at this radio swap shop thing, and you know, they have the item, and then they have the phone number. And I see a few birthdays in here, but this is the only one that for some reason they included a phone number with the message of Happy Birthday, January 4th. Oh, and that's weird, because why would they... This is today's radio show. Why is she wishing Lynn a late birthday on January 4th? That was weeks ago.
Hello.
Hey. You have that, that memory foam?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, you have that memory foam?
Memory foam?
Yeah, the memory foam mattress. It's a twin size.
Oh, yeah, honey, God. I was like, how does somebody know I have that? Yeah, honey,
yeah.
I forgot I put it on the swap shop this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, honey, I got one.
Okay.
Jug. I sure do.
I just want to cut, I want to cut a square out of the corner. I won't even take half of it, but I'll still pay you half. You know, I'll pay you 25.
You want to cut a piece off of it?
Yes.
Why?
I'm going to use it for a project, for a science project.
Well, honey, I can't sell you a part of it. I'm trying to sell the whole thing after you cut it. I can't sell the other part.
Well, maybe somebody else will need the other half for $25.
No, won't nobody need the other half, honey. I'm sorry.
But, ma'am, this is for my science experiment.
I'm sorry, Suge, but I can't sell you half.
I don't need a whole $50 of memory foam.
I can't help it. I just bought it yesterday. I just bought it yesterday and paid $50 for it and thought I could use it, and I can't use it.
Well, ma'am, it sounds like you ma'am, where'd you get it from?
Where'd I get it from?
Yeah.
Sir, I can't say you have. I'm sorry.
Okay,
thank
well,
you
I,
anyway.
I know, but where'd you get it from? Like, if you paid $50 for it from a store? I could work something out with the store. But really, I just wanted to tell her she's bad with her money. Like, why is she buying something that she doesn't need and then trying to sell it? It's a little weird. Hello? Hello? Oh, yeah, I was calling about your Masterbuilt indoor turkey fryer.
Yes, sir.
Is that still available?
Yeah, but where are you calling me from?
You know where the Dairy Queen is?
Yeah, but you got a 252 number.
Oh, yeah. I used to live in the 252.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, back when I lived on the streets.
Well, Okay, I still have it.
Okay, how much is it?
Well, I was asking $150, but what's the best offer you give me?
Oh, I don't know. Has it ever caught on fire and burned down half your house?
No.
Well, that's, I didn't know what they do. Is it indoor turkey fryers?
Yes, sir, they are.
How can you guarantee it's not going to set my house on fire?
But have a good day, sir.
Well, no, I want you to promise me. What, you can't promise me for $150? What?
I can't promise you that.
Well, you shouldn't be selling it then. What, like $150 to burn my fucking house down? Is that a thing? Masterbuilt here. I'm going to Google this. Masterbuilt indoor turkey fryer. Maybe they've solved the problem for all I know. I don't know. Maybe it's okay to deep fry your turkey inside the house and it won't burn the entire thing down. It looks like a legit device. All right, I got a call coming in. Caller ID says it's a guy named Donnie. I don't know who this is. Listen here, Donnie.
Hello.
Oh, hey, who's this?
This is Donnie.
Oh, hey, Donnie. What do you want?
Who is this?
Well, this is Roy.
Roy?
Yeah.
Roy who?
What do you, who is this? What do you want? I don't know who you are.
You do?
No, I don't.
Okay, you ain't calling me.
Well, you're calling me up and harassing me and asking me all kinds of questions.
No, sir. Listen, I just got this. Nobody called me. I just called it back to see who it was. That's all.
Don't make me call the police on you.
Go ahead and call them.
Oh, I will.
All right. Then have a good day, sir.
Then you'll be sorry.
Okay. Have a good day, sir. Right,
hey, I love you.
Have a good day, sir.
I love. Say it back or you're making it weird. I love you. Damn it. Here's another happy birthday message with phone numbers on it. That's so weird that they do that.
Hello.
Hey, I was calling about that 42-inch Murray mower.
Yeah.
And the leaf blower.
Right.
Yeah, how much is all that?
I was asking $250 for the Murray mower.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking $160 for the backpack steel leaf blower.
Is that a gas powered one?
Yep.
What about the weed eater?
Well, the weed eater is kind of new, but I can't get it to crank. I don't know whether.
Son of a bitch.
But
it's got a crank on it.
No, you can pull it and everything. I don't know if it's getting any fire or what the problem is. But
Well, I don't. I don't need any of this stuff. I live in an apartment, and they mow the lawn here for us. They do all the yard work.
Right.
So why the fuck would I need any of this stuff?
Louder than that.
What are you trying to do? Selling me this stuff I don't need?
Do what?
You're trying to sell me the stuff that I don't need. What are you, some kind of a scammer?
No, I ain't no scammer. You're the one that called me and asked me what about the damn lawnmower.
Yeah, but you're the one that's like $250 for the 42-inch Murray mower.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't going to find a riding lawnmower that runs good less than that.
Listen here, you son of a bitch. I live in an apartment building. What would I do with the riding mower? I don't even have a place to park it.
Well, why'd you call me about it?
Am I going to put it in my damn living room?
Why did you call me about the lawnmower if you don't need it?
I'm calling to let you know I don't need it. I don't need I don't need the mower. I don't need the leaf blower. And I don't need that weed eater.
Well, that's fine. It doesn't, I ain't called to tell you about it.
It doesn't even work. You bought that thing recently and you already broke it.
Nah.
Yes, you did.
Not it. But anyway.
What's wrong with it then?
What's wrong with what?
The weed eater.
I don't know what's wrong with the weed eater.
No, you don't know because you broke it and you don't know what you did. You need a professional to come in and fix what you did wrong.
It never worked when I got it.
Yeah, right. You probably like put oil into the gas part and gas into the oil. I'm a dumb fuck. Is that what he said to me?
No, you're a dumb fuck.
That seemed totally uncalled for.
Hello.
Hey, I'm in your backyard right now. Let's call about that screened-in wood porch with the roof.
Oh, okay. Just a minute.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Where are you? I don't see you.
I'm in my house. Man, what kind of dog is that?
It's a little puppy.
Oh. It's a puppy dog.
Did you go see the screened-in porch?
Yeah, where is it at?
It's at Cox Mill Road.
Oh, okay.
Cox Mill Road.
Yeah, well, is that where it's going to remain? Because I'm going to live in it. So it's free, right?
Yeah, but it's got to be moved.
Oh, no.
That's why I'm having...
No, I'm going to put in some permanent footings, and I'm probably going to live in it.
No, you won't be able to do that.
Like, right where it sits. I've already gone by, and I've seen it out there. It looks like a perfect spot.
Well, you won't be able to... You'll have to move it. You can't put it there.
Ma'am.
There's a little house going up there in about a week.
I know, but ma'am, I'm going to replace the screens with windows. It'll be fine. I'll be nice and warm in there. I'm gonna put
well,
in a
you can't leave it there. It's not even my place to leave there.
Well, you know, just for now, I'm going to claim squatter's rights. I'm going to get a wood stove, and I'm going to be nice and cozy, and let me try her back.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am? Ma'am, this is Carol over at the post office.
This is who?
Carol from the post office. I understand you're going to have a new tenant living on your property there. He's going to be living in the screened-in wood porch with the roof.
No.
It used to be attached to a manufactured home.
It's not even, the land's not even in my name.
Okay,
I don't even own the land.
Okay, I need to let you know, when you address your mail, you need to, from now on, call yourself Unit 1. Because he's going to be Unit 2. You know, like Apartment 1, Apartment 2. Ma'am?
I'm going to call the police and sheriff's office and have him go down there.
For what?
Get over there to y'all, something's wrong.
What, is the post office? Wrong. The post office? We're fine here, ma'am. What the hell?
She's like, Carol doesn't sound right. I think she's been possessed. There was another birthday with a phone number on it, on that list, but they weren't answering, so I didn't get to talk to them about their birthday wishes. Here's a call coming in from someone named John. Hello.
Hi, I received a call from this phone number.
Oh, what'd they say? Was that my son again? He might be making prank calls.
I don't know. It was just showed a missed call. I didn't even hear it ring.
Okay, well, did you happen to put something up for sale on the radio?
I did.
Okay, yeah, my son, he's been prank calling people to sell things on the radio for some reason. I don't know why.
How old is he?
He is 37.
Oh, well, I thought it was a teenager, but I understood. Okay, thank you.
Why don't you understand if he's 37? He's just immature for his age, that's all.
Oh, okay.
But he's been saying terrible things to people that are selling things on the radio, and I have half a mind to go ground him.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Ma'am, what did you actually... I have more questions. I've got an idea. I'm going to switch to a new swap shop list. And with every single one, I'm going to try and change their number. Even though I don't have their names or anything like that, I'm just going to look up their carrier and change their number. And if they call me out, I'll just say, that's how I was breaking the ice. I just want to buy your puppies or whatever.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Kevin from Verizon Wireless.
Say that again.
It's Kevin from Verizon Wireless. We're going to be changing your number today.
Say that again?
We're going to be changing your phone number. That's 8907. We're changing your phone number.
Why?
It's because it's expired, so it's got to change.
Expired?
So I have your new phone number here. If you have a pen or a pencil to write it down.
No, wait a minute. I don't want no damn new phone number. What do you mean you're changing my phone number?
Sir.
And why is it expired?
Sir, I'm a Christian. Don't yell at me.
don't change my darn phone number.
Okay, well, sir, you've had it for a long time. It's time to give it to somebody else. We got to cycle these.
No, it ain't.
Yes.
No, it ain't.
What do you mean?
No, you do not change my phone number.
Why not? What are you doing with it? That's so important.
I've got business cards with that phone number on it. Everybody knows my phone number is that phone number. You have no right to change my phone number.
Well, you're going to have to tell everyone your new phone number because this number, when you call this number from now on, it's going to say this number has been disconnected due to
don't do that. Put it back like it is right now.
It's going to say disconnected due to non-payment. So they won't think that you moved.
Why is it disconnected due to non-payment? It's automatic payment.
Well, that's just the message we're putting on there. You're not losing your account. You're just going to have a new phone number.
I don't want a new phone number.
Well, that's what you're going to get.
Let's hear you, goddamn asshole. You leave my goddamn phone number on, you stupid son of a bitch.
Oh, I'm going to change your number twice now.
Who the fuck you work for, you goddamn asshole?
Verizon, your carrier. I'm going to change your number twice now.
Well, tell goddamn Verizon, the goddamn carrier, to shove it up their fucking ass.
I'm not allowed to talk to him like that.
Talk to him that way. You tell the goddamn son of a bitch, shove it up their goddamn ass.
Well, I'll get fired if I say that to him. That's my boss.
You need to be fired, you stupid son of a bitch.
Well, what am I doing wrong?
You don't change my goddamn phone number.
You're going to have a better phone number.
How can it be a better phone number, you stupid motherfucker?
It's only going to have 4 digits this time.
4 digits? What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah,
just an area code and 4 digits.
You're some kind of goddamn scammer. What you are, you goddamn asshole?
No, not if it's a better phone number.
How can it be a better phone number?
Because it's going to have 4 digits, you fucking idiot.
You're talking bullshit.
You're an idiot, sir.
You're a goddamn idiot, you goddamn dumbass motherfucker.
You don't understand better phone numbers.
How can it be a better phone number?
Because,
tell me that.
Because it's only 4 digits. I already told you that, dummy.
How can four digits be a phone number?
Well, it's got to have your area code and then 4 digits.
How can it be an area code and 4 digits? That don't make no damn sense.
We're changing the system around. You're only going to have to dial 4 digits from now on.
I've never heard no such thing as that. Is everybody's system being changed?
No, just yours, because I accidentally...
Why just mine?
Because we're changing your phone number. It expired.
No, it is not expired.
So you're getting one of the new phone numbers.
It's paid automatically. You motherfuckers take that out of my damn bank account every goddamn month anyway.
I know, but this doesn't cost anything extra.
It damn sure ain't going to cost nothing extra.
Yeah, it's free. So you're welcome.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're some kind of goddamn scammer.
How am I a scammer? I'm not even asking. Okay, there he goes. That was the third number I tried. The other two were not picking up. So I guess let's try the next one.
Hello.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from AT&T Wireless. I was calling to let you know we're changing your phone number.
No, you're not. You're a con artist and a swindler and a liar.
What?
Goodbye.
No, I'm changing your number. A con artist and a swindler. That hurts. I almost thought that was that first guy that I talked to because he knew so quick.
Hello?
Ma'am, this is Verizon with AT&T Wireless.
Okay.
And we're calling to change your phone number, this 4799.
Why?
Because it's expired. I'm sorry. It's going to have to change to a new number.
I just got this change because someone has been using my phone number and the law called me and asked me to change my number. So Straight Talk changed this for me.
Oh, the law can't make you change your number. You got swindled by the law. But
no, I didn't get swindled by anyone.
Listen here, lady. I'm just calling to give you your new phone number. I've already changed it. Man, she hung up on me. There's a weird echo on that one. I don't know if she was getting that too.
2, 3, 7.
Now she won't pick up her phone. Ooh, look at this. I got a new voicemail from somebody.
Yes, you called a moment ago. I think you're interested in the
truck
bed cover.
That's boring.
You can give me a call back for the next few minutes, but by a quarter till.
Whatever. I remember that guy's number because it's in the wrong area code, and I definitely wanted to change his number. Because who does he think he is? I've got some other messages in here, too, from the past, I don't know, couple months. But I don't know what they all are, really. Like, there's this one.
Yes, this is Debbie's brother, Hollywood. Do you have a damn problem? You can't understand fucking English? Or what? Are you just plain stupid or something?
Wow.
Anyways, Have a nice day, dickwad.
Wow, he got me good. I don't know what that was from, but it came in December 15th of last year. And I'm just kind of scrolling through my mailbox here and finding a bunch of these. Like, here's one from Anonymous.
Hey, you stupid son of a bitch. You know you got an ass beating coming.
Uh-oh.
You dickhead fuckface.
I got an ass beating coming, everybody. Here's one from November 29th.
You can't do it like that. You got to push the button on the side.
Yeah.
This button.
Stupid.
Okay.
It looks like they called twice in a row. That was the second message. So here's the first message.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know what any of that's about. I'm sure I pranked them, though. Here's an October 31st.
Yeah, the front desk here gave me your phone number saying you're moving my car. You need to be touching my car.
Oh, shit.
Whatever your name is, Roy.
Yep.
Don't be touching my car again. You're going to have a big problem.
I'm just teaching you a lesson.
Fucker.
Wait, did he say fucker?
Fucker.
Yep, he called me a fucker. That's pretty great. I had not heard that one yet. That was from October 31st when I was stealing ideas from Wasted and Dragonmere, stealing their hotel ideas. Here's a voicemail from September 21st.
Fuck you.
Okay, that was great. And it looks like that's the last of it. No more voicemails. Darn, darn, darn.
Hello.
Hey there. This is Darren from Verizon Wireless. I was calling to let you know we're changing your phone number right now. This 2325 number.
Okay. May I ask why?
It's just expired, so you're going to have a brand new phone number. So I've got your new phone number here if you'd like to write that down.
That's very odd. I've never had this happen and never heard of anybody having it happen before.
Oh, okay. Well, now you have. But it doesn't cost anything. It's completely free. We just got to change your number. That's all. When people call your old number, it's going to say it's a disconnected number.
That's, you know how long it's going to, how much trouble it's going to take me to redo my entire number?
Yeah, what else are you doing? You're sitting around waiting for
this
calls anyway.
This is a joke.
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke about this, sir. I'm a Christian. We're just changing your phone number, that's all.
No, that's a pain in the butt for me.
Okay,
and
well,
I've never heard of that.
I'm not asking permission, sir. I'm just calling to let you know we are changing the number. I'm in the middle of the process right now, and it should be changed in about 5 minutes. I'm just calling to give you...
Well, let me write down that number, and then I guess if you do it, I'll figure out what's going to happen after that.
Okay. What do you mean?
No reason.
It's just because it's expired. You know what happens?
It doesn't make sense.
Well, you probably don't understand how the computers work here. They're a little bit antiquated. They're still based on some 1960s stuff.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, your phone number is area code 719-6969. That'll be easy to remember.
And what are my options if I don't want this number?
Oh, and that's a Colorado area code, by the way. But it doesn't matter because, you know, it costs the same to call anywhere these days.
What is your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Guillermo?
Last name? What is your contact number?
Well, just look at your caller ID. I'm in the customer service. I'm just like doing what I've been assigned to do, okay, sir? You don't have to act like you're going to try and get me fired.
No, I'm not going to try to do that.
I know people like you get off on that, just trying to get the little guy like me fired all the time, but...
What makes you say I'm old?
Because you sound old as fuck, sir.
I can't believe that I'm having this conversation.
Okay, look, this was supposed to be a really fast thing. I'm just supposed to give you your new number and let you know that your old one's going to say it's a disconnected recording. It's going to say this number has been disconnected due to non-payment.
it's been the non-payment. I pay my bill.
I know. I'm just, that's the message that I chose to put on there, because there's different types you can put on. And I'm choosing the this number has been disconnected due to non-payment. That's all it says. Then it hangs up.
And what was the four-letter acronym you'd used?
I don't know. Did I say the fuck word or something?
Yeah, you said you called me something about you fucking old people or something like that.
Oh, yeah. No, I said, oh, yeah, I said you sounded old as fuck.
This is a Verizon representative.
But that is an acronym. You're correct. It's for unlawful carnal knowledge or something like that.
Why are you calling us?
Ma'am, I'm calling to let you know what your new phone number is.
Spoken to it, ma'am.
Sir, can you shut your stupid wife up, please?
You are calling and speaking to us like this.
Sir, you need to shut your stupid wife up.
Oh, why don't you shut your mouth up?
Okay, I don't believe this is Verizon for a half a second.
Okay,
not
well,
sure who you
are. I don't hopefully even care. But you know what?
Hopefully days I'll meet you face to face.
Oh, I bet you that won't happen.
Yeah, I guarantee you it won't.
Because I'm in the call center in Florida with Verizon. Durr.
Okay, thank you much.
We're 1,000 miles from each other. And also, that wife of yours is stupid.
Really full of it.
Ma'am, you be quiet. Between us men. Okay, this list, it's pretty much done, I think. I've tried to change so many numbers. They just don't pick up. But we had some fun. We changed some phone numbers. And I'm getting a call back right now. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hey, Guillermo. How you doing, man?
Pretty good.
You're calling from Florida, but with a 252 area code phone number?
Well, you know how the phone systems, well, yeah, I remember now. You told me you didn't know how they work. It just chooses one of our random call center phone numbers that's closer to you.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm in Florida. Durr. Anyway, I'm trying to end the show right now, so if you could just thank Kurt M. for being the sponsor of today's show.
Who?
Kurt M.
Kurt M. for being the sponsor of today.
Yeah, today's Hobosode.
Okay.
All right. We're going to get out of here now. Thanks for listening, everybody. Is there any certain song that you'd like me to put on the end of the show, sir?
No, absolutely not.
You don't have any requests, dedications, anything? Well, that question just made him hang up. Okay. So if he doesn't have any suggestions, I'm just going to have to play the thing that I was going to play anyway. Here's a song that was sent in by Carl. This is called Welcome to the Neighborhood by Brian David Gilbert.
Welcome to the neighborhood. You just moved in? I saw the truck outside and brought over some cookies to meet you. I'm a member of the Homeowners Association, and if you need anything, I'm just down the street. You might want to peruse the HOA pamphlet. There is a lot in it, and I don't mean to overwhelm your first day, but the backyard needs a little TLC. The weeds are right up to the property line. That's not okay. And hey, just so you know, trash is Wednesdays, not Tuesday night. It's page 10 in the pamphlet. And I know it's a lot to get right. And the light in your bedroom, it's always on past 2. Are you sleeping okay? Is there something I can do? Is it your sheets? I saw the thread count is low. We recommend something higher, page 19, just so you know. And the shows you watch are scary, far too violent and grim. We haven't watched things like that since I moved in. And again, Wednesday morning, the garbage goes out. And there's a meeting tonight. Come see what we're about. And I canceled your subscription. Why pay for the news? And this door should be repainted. You can pick from these hues. Wednesday morning, okay? You did it again. You must sneak it out so late. I'm usually in bed by 10. And your garage is unacceptable. This floor has some cracks. And we don't allow bonfires, so what's with the axe? This neighborhood is really tight-knit. And I just thought you'd want a bigger part in it. We're awfully friendly. I don't care for vice. I wasn't lying when I told you that. Nice to meet you. I just moved in. Forgive my wet appearance. It's just good for the skin. I hear the HOA's a way for us new neighbors to meet. So if you need anything, I'm always just down the street.
Listen here, you goddamn asshole. You leave my goddamn phone number on, you stupid son of a bitch.